And hanging out for another segment with us is Tim Norland, Vice President of Driver Employment. Find him at booth 64012, and he's going to give you a nice gift if you mention that you talked or heard him on the radio, rather. Tim, thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, thank you for the invite. This has been great. I always enjoy
it. Again. And so we got in a little bit of the four pillars, and I want to go a little bit deeper on that because I think it's interesting for folks to understand the culture that you guys are presenting and making their lives better in trucking.
Right. Well, you know, it starts with how we were founded. Everett Rail started the company. He was a truck driver. His son, Rick, is our CEO now, but Rick got into the business, started driving a truck when he was 18 around Wisconsin, turned 21, went all over the country.
American dream. Actually
had his own truck leased on with Rail Transport. So he was an owner-operator. And, you know, that's carried through. These guys are drivers, and they built a company for drivers. So, you know, we talked about the four practices of driver success. And the first one is real simple. But you can't – I've worked for a couple other carriers, and you can't believe how many people don't see their drivers. So that's our first one, see me. You know, I see you, KC, driver with Rail Transport. I don't see truck number 45623, all right? That drives me nuts, just drives me nuts. So see me, meet my personal needs. What that means is get me home on time. Let me spend quality time with my family. Let me enjoy my life with my family. So we work on home time, getting drivers home when they need to be home.
Right.
Meet my professional needs. Pay me for what I'm worth, you know, what I'm doing for you. Make sure I am justly compensated. That's where the address-to-address practical route miles comes in, and all the pay innovators that we've had over the years, and now with our new pay packages. You know, driver's time is valuable. We gotta take care of those drivers. And then the last one is respect my time. And their time is valuable, so don't leave them hanging. That shows up in our downtime, our maintenance downtime. That shows up on our detention pay. It shows up when we work with customers to eliminate those dwell issues when a driver goes in to deliver a load. We know how fast you can unload a truck. Get the truck unloaded so our driver can keep moving. You know, that clock's ticking. We got to keep that driver functioning and you know, earning income. And, you know, if those simple things, that sounds real simple, but if we do those four simple things really, really well, we have extremely low turnover. We have extremely happy drivers making great wages, and we have a very productive company, and the company does well. So we practice it, we preach it every day.
I was just going to say that you can talk bullet points all day long if you want to, but if you're not following through and performing the actions that back up the talking points, then it's just like, you know, throwing it down a well. It doesn't really matter. And it sounds like with all the programs you got going on with the driver pay, with the home time, with the lanes that are being revamped, that you're actually following through on that. And that's refreshing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people get in and they feel like they're a number. And,
right.
And they don't feel as if they have an open line of communication. And then all of a sudden you get a frustrated employee. You get somebody with low morale who doesn't want to get up and do the work because they don't feel as if they're valued as a team member.
Right. Exactly.
So sounds like you guys are hitting on all six cylinders.
We sometimes eight, sometimes 10.
There you go. Talk a little bit with me about the onboarding process. What are you looking for qualifications wise? And what should somebody do to start the process?
Safety is our cornerstone value. So everything revolves around safety. We're looking for safe professional drivers to join our fleet. So, you know, that's the first thing we look at. We look at their CSA history. We look at moving violations. We look at accidents, and we scrub everywhere to get the details to see, is this a driver we can work with? Is this a driver we probably shouldn't work with? Most drivers that apply are not an issue. You know, if you drive as many miles as a professional truck driver drives in a year, you're probably going to have a citation or two. You may have an accident or two, and that's fine. We just don't want to see a pattern. you know,
right.
over and over and over again. And then we want to see, it's so easy today with all the companies and everything we offer and going back and forth, and a driver can get upset with their employer today and be doing the same job for somebody else tomorrow. But we look for people that work through when they have issues, because you are going to have an issue at some point. I don't care how good the carrier
is. It's trucking.
So you want to see the driver that takes the time to step back and go, okay, I had this issue. Let's work through it. Well, you know, what can we do to get better? We don't want to see somebody that gets mad and goes to work for somebody else and then gets mad and goes to work for somebody else.
Yeah.
And we see that a lot of times on applications. What went wrong? Company didn't treat me good. Company didn't treat me good. Company didn't treat me good. Well, maybe they didn't, but 4, 5, 6 in a row, maybe you need to look at yourself a little bit too. Maybe you didn't give them a chance to fix things. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for people that show us a little stability. We know that when they have an issue, they can work through it, because like I said, they're going to have an issue. Every driver has an issue at some point.
That was one of the hardest things that I had to learn selling trucks, is that, hey, this is a man-made piece of equipment. It's gonna break down.
Yeah.
You need to have the tools in place to fix it, and that sounds like exactly what you're talking about. You know that there's going to be some disgruntled things happening. Mm-hmm. It's just human nature. But if you're there to fix it and pick yourself up, then it should hopefully smooth itself out.
Absolutely.
And keep on rolling.
Yeah.
So for folks listening in, are there some specific geographical areas that you're wanting help in right now?
You know, if you live anywhere along I-80, I-90, I-94 across the Great Lakes region out into Pennsylvania and up into the New England states.
Snowtopia.
Snowtopia, all the way down through Louisville, Nashville, clear down to the Gulf Coast. We're interested. We want to talk to you. Texas is a big market for us. Ooh. As well. And I'm safe to say this now. We will be expanding our van operations out west very, very soon with a Western regional. Try and get those drivers home weekly out there. So
wow.
Look out Salt Lake City and Las Vegas and Phoenix and that area. So.
How long does that take to develop? Because I know that you guys have been really working on the network.
Mm-hmm.
Are you close to being where you are wanting to be? Or are you continuing to look at expansion?
Well, this will be expansion. This is not an area that we've really had a lot of van freight, but the opportunities there, customers are offering us those opportunities. So we're looking, what can we put together? Obviously, we have to put something together that a driver's going to want to do. So that's where that starts. But that'll be coming here probably in the next 60 to 90 days. So
gotta get staffed up, man.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Do you have any particular goals for this show as far as new drivers?
We want to talk to as many drivers as we can. I look at truck shows a little bit different. Some carriers come here with a big dog and pony show, and by God, they want to press the flesh and hire 50, 60 drivers.
Yep.
We're here to let people know that we're here and we soft sell. Stop by and talk to us. If we hire a couple of drivers out of this show directly, we'll be hugely successful. But we will hire drivers that we talk to at the show over the next 18 months.
Right.
They'll remember that they talked to us. And that's what coming to this show is all about, building that network.
Well, I tell you what, we're getting short on time, man, but I really do appreciate you sitting down with us a little bit. It's great to see you again.
Good to see you.
Do you have plans this evening?
I do have plans this evening. You know me, I like my steaks.
So. I must have lost my invitation in the mail.
Yeah.
I didn't get the invitation from you.
You could come.
Okay.
You can be my plus one.
I mean, I'm leaving right now, so where are we going?
Yeah.
I think Walking Eagle said I have a beer to drink.
I don't know,
but we're going to find out what happens there. Tim Norland, Vice President of Driver Employment with Rail Transport. Great seeing you again, my friend.
Great seeing you.
And I'm going to come over to the booth today.
All right.
And I'm going to get me something.
You are going to get something. I got something special just for you.
It's probably going to be 2 Sirius XM cookies is what he's going to give me when I get over there. I don't know where he found those.
Yeah.
But anyway, great seeing you again.
Good seeing you.
You guys, check them out. Rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. They can be found at 64012. All you got to do is say you heard Tim Norland on the radio. He's going to give you something really nice. I do know what it is, and it is really nice.
Yes.
So I am going to get one.